Hi, welcome back to the Orozco Way podcast. I'm Elise Elizabeth, and today I'm talking about how I use social media more effectively. I think we can all understand that there is a certain culture for those who use social media, and especially within like the influencers. There's just this culture of sharing posts that look a certain way and kind of reflecting a certain lifestyle. And I feel like as I was trying to build my brand and my business back, you know, last year or before then, I feel like I was trying to kind of match that culture that I saw there within the influencers on Instagram and stuff. And so I decided that I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy with how I was using social media. I wasn't happy with how social media was affecting me. And I feel like the quality of my life had just decreased so much over a certain period of time. The more and more that I was using social media to try and build my brand. And so I took a few drastic steps to help improve the quality of my life. And I would have to say it's been 100% worth it. So step number one that I took was I unfollowed everyone on Instagram. Literally, if you go to my Instagram page and you see how many people I'm following, you will see the number zero. Because I just decided that I wasn't going to use Instagram to follow people. I didn't care to follow people on Instagram. I just realized how it wasn't serving me and it wasn't adding value to my life. So I unfollowed everybody, and then I kind of stopped posting as much. I realized that the more that I posted, the more that I obsessed over how much attention that post was getting and how much reach, how much influence, or how many impressions and how many people it was taking to my website, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. You know how it goes. So I decided I'm only going to post meaningful content. I'm only going to post from the heart. I'm not going to post random stuff here and there that's going to help bring people into my day-to-day life. So I stopped doing stories. I stopped doing random posts. And I pretty much keep religiously to only posting stuff that comes from the heart. And that usually goes hand in hand with like a recent blog post or even this podcast. So I really only post when I have something to share from my blog or podcast. Also, I took like a 2-month break from Instagram, and it was probably the best thing ever. I realized how I want to use my time. I realized that the time that I put towards Instagram could be put towards reading educational and uplifting books and other media sources, and most importantly, just focusing on building my own home and family and focusing on where we're lacking and where we can improve and just making this space very peaceful and happy. So I would have to say that taking a big long break from social media is just the best. It's so healing, it's so empowering, and I just would really, really encourage everyone to do that every once in a while, is just take a couple months away. But anyways, when I came back to Instagram, I pretty much use my Instagram account the same way. I don't follow people. I only post meaningful content. But another thing that I do when I do post that really helps me to not get caught up in the numbers and everything is I actually log out after I post so that I'm not constantly checking back in to see how much impact that post has had on the community. Because no amount of checking that post is going to change how many people it reaches. So I just post, I leave it as it is, and I log out, and then I come back the next time I'm gonna post. So that's how I use my Instagram account. I actually have a super top secret private Instagram account for just my family and, you know, really, 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 really close friends. Just because it's my private life and that's just for really close people. But on my private account, I've been using my Instagram in ways that has been really edifying. I follow the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children because I just kind of want to be one of those people that helps share that kind of stuff. So when a child goes missing, either near my community or within my state or within neighboring states or communities where I know people that follow me live there, so I'll share those posters so that whoever lives in those communities can see those missing children and just kind of keep a lookout. I'm also kind of hoping to kind of set a little bit of a trend. I'm hoping that more people will start doing that, because if you can imagine, if everybody shared a missing child's poster, how fast do you think those children would be discovered? Just think about it. And if you are a parent, can you imagine your child going missing and you just desperately wanting your child to be found and back home safe and nobody's sharing your child's poster? Like, yeah, not cool. So, not to, like, guilt trip you into doing that or anything. That's just how I feel, and so that's what I do. Also, I've decided to share my local, or follow my local police department on Facebook and Instagram, because then I can help share, like, wanted people who are wanted for just horrible crimes. Just basically for the same reason. The quicker we get those people off the streets, the better it is for the rest of us. So I've decided to start doing that, as well as, I'm really, really kind of embarrassed to admit this, but I have only recently started following my church leaders. I only ever really used Instagram before to follow my family and, or just people that I really, really care to keep up with. But one day I was kind of scrolling through my feed, and you know how when you're just scrolling down, there kind of pops up like, suggested accounts to follow. And all of a sudden pops up like all my church leaders to follow. And I was like, oh my gosh, why am I not following these people? Like, I just felt really kind of dumb. And so I went to all of their accounts and started following them. And I just realized, like, why am I even here? Like, why am I even in this space if I'm not following meaningful accounts? Accounts that are gonna, that just, like, matter, you know? Accounts that are going to improve the quality of my life and how I use my time and just uplifting my spirits or being helpful in my community. I just feel like there are good ways to use social media, and we're not doing that. I feel like most of the time we're getting on social media and we're mindlessly scrolling and we're looking at fake pictures of seemingly picture-perfect lives with perfect kitchens and perfect big houses and really nice cars and what, like, traveling the world. And I just feel like that's really uncommon, actually. I don't feel like it's as common as it looks, because I feel like people are just playing it up way too much on Instagram. And I think that it does not have a single positive influence on our spirits at all. Like, I'm convinced of it. There's no positive outcome of staring at other people's fake, perfect pictures. And And so that's just what I believe. I believe that social media should be used for good. If we're helping our community, if we're helping get dangerous people off the streets, if we're helping innocent children get found and brought back to their loving parents, if we are following accounts that actually matter to us and our morals, it doesn't have to be church leaders. It can be political movements or political parties, political candidates, whatever. Just whatever matters to you, whatever feeds your soul, and I mean really feeds your soul, not makes you envy their life, it makes you feel bad about where you are, and makes you want to do different stuff with your time. But if it motivates you for good, and it motivates you to make a difference, then I think that that's what social media is really meant to be used for. Again, I don't want to offend people. I know that a lot of people are influencers, and that's their life, and that's how they make their money, and that's how they put food on the table for their families, and it's a great business to be in. But I just feel like if you are not an influencer, and you're just an average, everyday person like myself, and you're finding that your quality of life has just decreased immensely, and you're not feeling super duper happy, I think maybe it would help to reevaluate how you are using social media. And if you, maybe you hate social media, maybe you hate using social media, find a way to use it helpfully, and like the ways that I just listed, ways that will help edify. Because if you're not, if it's not edifying your life, edifying your spirit, and adding value to your life, then it's pointless. So, those are my thoughts on how Instagram can be, or not just Instagram, how our use of social media can improve, and this is just how I use social media. And that's all that I have to say about that. And I will see you guys next time. This is the Orozco Way.